happens, a tiger attacked him. It was very dangerous. How to save myself? He ran, but there are so many big trees, white trees, he could not climb. And very soon, the tiger was coming very nearer. At once he saw a well, but that well was so old and broken and torn stage.
Blind well.
No water. And so many grasses and some branches of trees were covering this well. It is called blind well. So he at once took the two branches of that peepal tree, branches, and he wanted to jump in the well. When he was going there, he saw that very dangerous snakes were there, hissing. Like that, he will come and like this. So upside there is tiger, like a call, like death.
Death.
And if he goes inside the well, snakes will bite and he will die. He was hanging in the middle, like this, having two branches of that peepal tree, you know, perhaps. But at once two rats came from the any hole and they began to cut the two branches. One was black and one was
white.
If he is not going down, he will have he is bound to go down, because very soon they will cut two branches. So he was thinking, I should go out. There is dangerous thing, death. If I am going down, there is death. And if I am here having this, in a moment they will cut down and go to hell. What to do? In the meantime, he saw that there were some bees of honey. There was a big
hive.
Yeah. And some drops of
honey.
Very like golden and very tasteful, like amrita.
Nectar.
One, two, three drops were coming. Oh. He has at once greed, and he opened his mouth and one drop came. Oh, how sweet. So he was doing, and if the bees were disturbed, lakhs and lakhs bees will come, and one at once they will bite here and there, he will die. So everywhere, up, down, side, here, there, only deity. But he is not seeing. This is our condition. What is well? This world is well. What is the tiger? Time, death. Inside, serpents are death. That is, day to day we will have to die, but we are not seeing, and we are taking the two branches of this tree. What is this tree? Our IU. Our age is that two things. What is that? Our past bad karmas activities and pious activities. That is why it is called prarabdha. Having taken the shelter of prarabdha, we are now living. When it will end, we will have to go down. Where to go? no certainty. Unknown place. The two branches are bad activities and pious activities, which we are testing now. One day it will end. Then we will be old and we will bound to give up this body. What are rites? What are rites? Day and night. Black rite is?
Night
and day.
White.
The two rites are cutting our age. Our age was of 100 years. But day and night gradually going. We have come to 95 and our age is now 5 years. We are proud of this, that I am so old of 95, but he is not saying, this blind person, that I have lost my 95 years and only 5 years are remaining. So we are not, we are proud. When anyone tells that, what is yours? Oh, very false ego, I tell that. Oh, I have become of 76. What is yours? Oh, if he tells that 60, then I think inferior he is to me. And if he tells that I am of 95, oh, then I subside. Oh, he is more superior than me. But we are not anyone realizing that our age has going lost, and when we will die. Only one thing can save. What save? Give him cup or all intelligence and everything without any cause, take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. If you are taking shelter, then everything is okay. It may be that it will come rain at once, some heavy old shower of hell will come and the tiger will go away. And it will go inside well and the snake will be killed by that. And bees will may fly anywhere and he will safely come out of well and he will go to his destination. But it will be due only by taking shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyam. Prahlad Maharaj told, he became angry. Who is Hari? I have given your birth. I am your father. You are not saying that I am giving milk to you. Your mother gives milk to you and we are supporting, you are giving in school. Now you have become so intelligent, more than me, and you are giving instruction to me. He took the boy and he called his teacher. Why you do? You have teach this boy. In this way, Hari has killed my brother. And he is taking the side of Hari. Why you are doing so? Then, again he sent to school. Who were the teachers? Sunda and Namarka. What is Sunda? Wild bull. Bull, you know? Both. He has taken very much grass, green grass. Now he could not digest, and cow dung like water is coming in force, loose motions. Anyone cannot use that cow dung. And he going sometimes in this field, in that field, and sometimes following cows. sometimes bitten by anyone. So these are bulls who don't do bhajan of Krishna. And amarka, like blind persons, being always in darkness. So sand amarka like this, no connection with Krishna. Again, he was sent in this school. And after some days, some months, again Prahlad Maharaj came. And he was asking something. What was that slok, you know? And explain that slok. Stand up. More loudly.
I forget the last
one. You can? Can you?
I don't
know. Anyone?
These nine types of bhakti. These are, one is engaged in these types of, nine types of bhakti. They are considered to be, they have the highest.
He's telling to his father. Father asked, you have come from school. But you have selected good thing, good instruction. Then he said,
"Tanmanye ghitam uttamam." That one who is engaged in these nine activities, this is the highest form of education.
Go on. Can narrate, yes, sir.
The Gurudev explained as before, Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Vakshishchenna Valakhana Kriyate Bhagavat Tadha Tanmanya Ritam Uttamam. The Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here to his father and all ministry of his father was present there that Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu, if anyone doing Savan and Kirtan, all limbs of devotion, it is not, may not be Kavek.
May not be Bhakti.
May not be Bhakti. We have to surrender ourselves the lotus feet of Krishna. How we can surrender ourselves? How we can dedicate ourselves lotus feet of Krishna? We never seen him.
Arpita. Your word is Arpita.
Arpita. Iti Pumsa Arpita. How we can offer ourselves to Krishna? So
there is two here Atma Nivedan.
Yes.
Last Atma Nivedan. And first he should
dedicate himself
in
the
lotus feet of Bonafide
Gurudev. Through Gurudev we can offer ourselves lotus feet of Krishna.
Here he is telling create Bhagavati adhatanna manne adhitmuk iti punsa arpita. Punsa means all persons. They should offer themselves unconditionally surrender in the lotus feet of Godhead. And in the last he is telling that Atma Nivedam, same meaning. So the hidden meaning is that there are two Krishna, two Bhagavan. First is Gurudev Bhagavan and second is Krishna Bhagavan. Gurudev is Ashraya Bhagavan. Ashraya means? Servant Bhagavan. So first we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru? Both. Don't think that they are two. They are one. As a whole, Akhanda Tattva is Gurudev. So we should offer ourselves unconditionally in the lotus of our Gurudev, and then hear, then do kirtan and everything. Then Atma Nivedan will be done successfully. Otherwise we cannot do Atma Nivedan in the lotus feet of Krishna. So if it is done first, offering in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Then it will be bhakti, otherwise not bhakti. So we should always be in this mood. And hearing this Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu became so furious. And he ordered all his demons that kill him at once. He is like an axe in our dynasty. He has taken side of Vishnu, who killed my brother. So he is telling like that. If there is any anything here, we should, and if it is dangerous for our life, we should cut this by operation. So his son, but he is against me, so he should be killed. He ordered, and all became to try to kill him by sword, by clubs, by all means. But he was not disturbed. He was quite shant.
Calm and quiet.
Big elephants were brought there to
crush.
But any elephant could not come nearer. If they are coming nearer, some electricity is passing. And they are becoming mad and running. He gave poison. He did what he could do. But he was not dead, successful. Then he feared that, this boy can even attack me and I will be dead. And he was so much worried that how this boy can be murdered. He told his one sister, she was so expert in yoga that fire cannot do anything to her. He told that take this boy in your lap and enter in a very big fire. But it became opposite. She was burned and Prahlad was saved. Always Krishna helping her. She was thrown in the sea, endless sea, but Krishna came and saved him. Thus he was not killed, then he was become poor. Then Sandamarth, telling that, return this boy to school, I will take it. And my father will come, Sukracharya, then he will do anything. And we will try to change his mood. My father must change his mood. Then he took away. In the meantime, one day, the teachers were out of school and Prahlad was there, and all the boys, they wanted to play, but Prahlad Maharaj told that today we will not play. I want to tell something to you. And what he told to the boys, our Sajjan Maharaj can explain. You understood what Prahlad Maharaj told to the boys when his Sandamarth were out of class? You remember? Not full. Who is remembering in full? What? What he told?
He said that we live at most 100 years. And
no. From beginning. Kumar Acharita Pras. You remember something? You can listen. You remember?
Some part.
Actually, you should do. You don't remember? All these things? You should read this punctually. You also not? I want that today, in night, you should read all the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to the boy. And next day I will hear.
He is saying that actually in this material world we're living for 100 years, but we spend our first 20 years playing ball, and we're only wasting our time in doing this. Then we spend our second period of time, 20 years or so, in married life, and we are wasting our time in this way. And then after we are, so we are using our whole life like this, step after step, and there is no time to serve the Supreme Lord.
More you can tell something?
Once you cultivate Krishna.
More?
First he is telling that
Kumar Ashes from the beginning of life, being in a child, we should try to
You should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the classmates were arguing, we're too young. Then he says, if you're too young, you waste through your youth, then you'll have difficulty in your adolescenthood, like Kishore age, too difficult. Then in your elderly age, you won't get, so you'll pass the entire life with no Krishna consciousness by the end.
Very good. Yes, sir.
When the teacher was out of class and they appointed Prahlad Maharaj as a manager, the boys are asking Prahlad, oh Prahlad, today is very golden opportunity, we can play. So Prahlad, no, brother, don't play today. I shall give some instructions whether we can do Krishna bhajan. Prahlad told, the boys told, no, we have to live so many long days, we shall live about 100 years, better we can play today. Prabhupada told, no. Kaumarat acharet pragyam dharman bhagavata aniha chattravi durlabhang manne vaikunthavya darsanam. Kaumarat acharet pragyam. Prabhupada is telling, who will be a learned person, they will practice bhakti yoga from his boyhood. Kaumarat acharet pragyam dharman bhagavata aniha. And if we will not do so, then when will Vijay Nam can say, No, we shall live 100 years. Then Prahlad Maharaj give a chart.
No. The boys asked to Prahlad Maharaj, why he should begin bhajan from very childhood? We have sufficient time in our life. When we will become old, then we may do bhajan, when there is no work at all. He told that it is not certainty that when we will die. We may die tomorrow and young age will not come, it may be. And it is very easy to follow all these things in boyhood. If anyone is not doing bhajan in boyhood, then when young will come, or old age come, then he cannot do bhajan. He will be interested in other things, worldly things. Like a bamboo, when it is green, it can be molded very easily. But if it is dry, you cannot mold it. It will break down in the middle, but never it will come alive. So in boyhood, the heart remains pure and he can learn anything. But after that, after 60 or 50, it is very hard to do anything new. So you should do bhajan from beginning. Then the boss told that if you are not learning something in boyhood, in school and colleges, and become so expert in any business or doctrine, or in pleading, in so many businesses, then how we can learn? We can collect money, make money. And if there is no money, then how we can enjoy of this world? So we should learn now something and be expert. Don't think like this. We see in this world that according to our past activities, bad and good, everything coming on easily. We don't do anything for suffering, but suffering comes. And we are bound to taste it. We don't want old age, but old age comes. We don't want any problem, but so many big problems coming. So if we had done good activities, past activities, happiness will come, money will come, praise will come, everything will come easily. So don't be engaged in these things. So he told next shloka. Na tat prayaso kartavya jata ayu bahaparam. Don't do anything for this thing, to be happy. It will come from your past activities, bad and good, and you are bound to test it. So in this human body, you should try to serve Krishna, Godhead, Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all from childhood. Because the age of human body generally is 100 years. In 100 years, half of the 100 years, that is 50 years, we lost in sleeping in night, half day, half night. So it goes away. Now remains 50. In 50, 20 years or 25 years goes in learning and being expert to collect money, to make money, and to so many things. And this also went. And the age from 80 to 100, very old age, we cannot move, we cannot think, you cannot utilize anything. You cannot sit like this. No? Always like this. So you cannot do. So 20 years this, 20 years that, last. First 20 and last 20. 40 years also went. Then 50 plus 40 went away. Now 10 years. In 10 years, we'll have to marry. Before this, we'll have to make so much money. Whole day and night, making money. You'll have to marry, but you'll have to see that whether you have good place or not, so good houses, and so many things will come. If children are coming, you'll have to support always them. So engaged always in 10 years also will go away. Like a person who was like a beggar, he used to take alms from door to door. One day he was collecting something from the houses of Grihastha. It became midday, very hot day, like India. Everywhere so hot. He went to a person, Kumbhar, you know?
Pot maker.
And he had made so many clay pots, and he has kept it serially, one after one. So many. He went there and he took shelter and he took a sleep there. Not sleep, he was thinking that today I have gone to collect some grains. But some are insulting me here and there. Oh, I will not give you. Go away from here. But I will collect some, and then I will take some grains to shopkeeper. I will sell it. and then some money will come. Again, next day, I will collect some money and I will invest it in any business, and then some money will come, and again I will invest. And he was sleeping and thinking like, then I will be very rich person. And then I will marry a very beautiful lady, and some strong children will come. And then I will be a big rich person, having all these things, powers, and if anyone come to me to beg something, I will have this danda and I will at once, I will give a mota danda on his head. Now they are insulting me, and then I will answer like this. And he took his danda, you know, stage, and he did like so. So one pot broken, and after that all coming, all whole pots in that room all were damaged. The person came, potter came, and why you do see? He took a stick and began to. Why you do? So in 10 years we'll have to do so much things, and 10 years will go like this. In a moment, when he will do bhajan? So he is telling that in the source. A man cannot leave his newly married wife. A wife cannot give up his newly married husband. If there are so many, two or three, very little sons, very beautiful, always kissing them, having it. Oh, I am so fortunate to have a nephew or daughters or sons, daughters, sons, and making so much kissing here again, and telling, I have two grandsons and grandsons' sons again. I want to see again some sons like this. Anyone cannot give up this. If I am giving up my home and going to do bhajan, wife is weeping. What to do? Again, father and mother are old. They want help, they service. So how can I give up this old my father and mother? How I can give up my newly born son or daughter? How I can, I have collected so many gardens and fields, and I have built so good houses. How I can give up all this thing? He cannot give up. So from beginning in childhood we should try to serve Krishna, chant, remember and do. They told us, where you have learned all these things? Oh, I was in the womb of my mother when my father has gone to
jungle for doing
authorities. And I heard from Narada all these things. How can we be like you? Oh, you will have to take shelter of the bona fide guru, like my Gurudev, like Narada Rishi. And hear all these things. They will give strength, and from very childhood, we should try to do kirtan, especially Naam Sankirtan. Doing so, we will progress in these things. But you will have to serve your Gurudev. Carry orders and take shelter in the lotus feet of Guru. What he is doing, obeying, you should try to follow. Then we will develop. In the meantime, Hiranyakashipu heard that he is making all demons' children like devotees. And he at once called. And he came furious. I will kill you. Who is protecting you? Oh, Krishna is protecting you. He is the power of yours, myself, and all he protects. Where he is? He is everywhere. You are seeing everywhere, yes? In this pillar, he is? Yes, shortened. Satya abhidhatam nitabhitta bhashitam. At once, Nrisimhadev, Bhagavan Krishna, in the shape of Nrisimhadev, to make his disciple, devotee,
fulfill his words.
Words? He came. He was here, there. Oh. He's here, your God? Your Hari is here. Yes, everywhere. Also in this. Oh, I am seeing. I'm seeing this. He's talking.
Club.
And by his this a day attacked on that by his and at once it smashed and very big sound came and he saw that he's neither a human body nor a lion nor anything. He had never seen like that. And he was coming very furious. Fires were coming. So many mouths, so many hands. He was disturbed. And he took his club and began to fight with him. And they began to play. But he has some benediction that he will not die in day, in night. He will not die
inside the house.
Inside the house, out of the house. Why any animal, man, woman created by Brahma? Not any month, any special year, not by weapon, not by anything. Now he has become like
immortal.
But he appeared just in evening. The time is coming very soon. No night, no day in the middle. Not inside room, not outside, but on the door. Not in the sky, not in earth. He picked up in his lap. No any weapon. Only this nerve. He did so and take up all his nerves. No year, what is that? No month?
Leap year month.
Yeah. So it is not, it is out of month. No animal, no human body, not
created by
Brahma himself, Lord. And in a moment, he did miracle. He took all these nuts with and blood coming, and he becomes so furious. And and he finished at once. All demigods, Brahma, Shankara, and Lakshmi, all their things. They told that you should satisfy your master. We cannot do. We are fearing. He made the same what he has done to Hiranyakashipu. And he gladly went to the lap of his master. The Singh at that time very furious, but when he sat in his lap, he was at once pacified. And he was weeping. Why he was weeping? Prahlad, excuse me, I have done late. I was to come before. Pahle hi aana chahta tha.
He was to come earlier,
but I could not. I was seeing the appropriate time. So I have done mistake. You have tolerated so much. I want that you should have any benediction from me. He told, I am not a businessman. I don't want to take. If there is any desire, I pray you to take it all. Desire. It is a no-no. You should have any benediction. If you are so pleased, then my father should be excused. What a letter he has done before. You want, you should have any benediction, anything else. He told that. I am saying, in this world, all are unhappy. And they are against, they are forgetting you. And that is why they are suffering so much. So I want to suffer for them. And they should be given your mercy. And they should serve you. And they should thus be happy forever. You see, they told that those who will hear all this past time that accept you, and you are so strong not to follow your father, but to follow me. Those who will hear, they will be at once liberated. I will have so much mercy for them. Bolo Prahlad Maharaj ki
jai,
Nrisimha Dev ki
jai,
Gaur Pramad
ki jai.
So, we should try to begin our bhajan from very boyhood. I will become bigger and then I will do. Don't think like this. Don't be upset for your life maintaining. For from your past activities, everything will be. I'm not doing anything you are saying. And also I wonder. I don't do anything for my
maintaining
life for clothes and anything. I see that so much is coming to me. I have no pais, no farthing, nothing. I'm wondering that who is managing my coming to these countries about 2 lakh, 3 lakh, 4 lakhs rupees. I don't know who is giving, who is managing. I've never asked to any. But I'm seeing that everything arrangement is done. So delicious foods are coming. I offer to Krishna and take some remnants and distribute to all. I have so much that I can maintain lakhs and lakhs devotees. But I have nothing with me. So why you cannot have but a strong faith on Krishna? If he is maintaining lakhs and lakhs uncounted person, lakhs and lakhs world, not a one devotee, lakhs, lakhs, there are worlds. And he maintaining all, why he will not maintain? Will he apni aankhon ko banda kar dega hamare liye? I? We should see also that from where we will have water. The rivers are dry now. They have no water. We will take water like this. All trees and leaves has been dried. And pious person are not giving alms. Now, I think that there are so many persons, good persons. They denote something. I think that all the devotees have come to denote something.
Donate.
Not to take anything, to donate. They are donating here for everything. My also, they are taking care of myself. And all devotees, there are some poor persons also. They are also given Mahaprasadam. Everything is going on here very well. So why Krishna will not support us, nourish us? So don't fear for maintaining life. And do bhajan very faithfully. Gaur Praman. Jai Nrisimha Dev ki. Now it is 7. You should be ready and begin. Very successful. My heartily blessing for all. That's a drama. I think it will give very a strong impression, especially on the heart of boys. I think that very good drama has been done. I appreciate those who managed to make prepare these all boys and girls. I appreciate the part of Nrisimha Dev very okay. I appreciate very, very well to Hiranyakaspu part. I could not recognize who was Nrisimha Dev, who was Sandamarkha, and who are Prahlad. This is successful. I was searching Sajjan Maharaj, where he is. But I could not recognize him here. So this is successful. Prahlad Maharaj, the part of Pranam is very excellent. How he is remembered, the takings of Prahlad Maharaj, and he was playing very good role. Also, Shandan Amarka, beautiful. Who were they? I could not recognize. Shandam. Oh, I thought that there are boy, but I see. Are they boys or girls? Who are they?
The Kandi Didi.
Oh, well. And see? Oh, and this boy, Prahlad? Oh, you can. Very, very good. You can be. All can be. In future time, they will be very good devotees. And you should try to be very good bona fide devotee. And thus, very easily you can overcome this misery world. All the boys with Prahlad Maharaj learning from Shandamarka, I also have so much, my heartly blessings to them. Especially to Indradev, who was a very young boy.
Daughter of Shamala.
Oh, daughter of Shamala, having so many.